morning. I'm Aman.
And I'm Sawyer. Welcome to How to Make It Better!
Today we're talking about windshield wipers.
Alright, so the first windshield wipers came out at the turn of the 20th century. When trains and automobiles started to become more popular.
These early designs are simple and manually powered. By around 1920, windshield wipers were found on many cars, and the first patents for electric wipers were filed.
From the 1920s to the 1960s, vacuum-powered windshield wipers were commonplace. As automobiles became more advanced, newer designs for windshield wipers were introduced, such as the first electronically controlled rain-sensing wipes on the...
You just got zapped!
SM.
Yeah, that.
Rear window wipers were introduced on the 1966 Porsche 911 and became popular on cars with tailgates. Modern windshield wipers generally have two blades, powered by a motor and sweeping about 80% of the glass area. They come packed with five or more manual speeds, automatic settings, rain-sensing capabilities, and even special settings for car washes.
Wow.
Innovations like automatic wipers have become features on most automobiles, but not much has changed since the 1970s. It's time to rethink the windshield wiper, just as we have reinvented cars, powertrains, and construction.
So, how can we make windshield wipers improved? Consumers suffer from issues like short lifespans, which forces them to replace their wipers frequently. Aww. Windshield wipers also do not always get all the water or dirt off, sometimes leaving a layer of it on the glass. I thought of just using a better material, one that's not only more durable, but possibly one that could actually absorb the water and dirt. New fields like nanotechnology and 3D printed materials may hold the key to these problems. Smart materials could help to make the self-healing wiper blades.
That would be beneficial. But what if we decided not just to change the materials, but the actual wiper itself? Why do they need to move in that swishing motion? Do they really need blades? Are fish real?
What does that have to do with it?
No. He's got a point.
I think a good design would have a single horizontal blade that starts off at the base of the windshield and pushes upward. This design would allow 100% of the windshield area to be cleaned and would be simpler than existing designs. It would also have to be thin so as not to obstruct the driver's view.
I hardly agree.
You're right, we should question the fundamentals of the wiper. What if we went bladeless? A turbine driven by the engine would accelerate air to high speeds, then jet it out of a narrow slit at the bottom of the windshield. The air pressure would force water, snow, ice, and even dirt off the glass without need for wiper blades. Another idea is an ultrasonic system that uses vibrations to force particles off of the windshield.
Current wiper blades also face increasingly strict environmental regulations. Companies will soon have to start developing more eco-friendly wiper designs, such as decomposable rubber blades. Our ideas are just the start. Windshield wipers have been a great invention, but it's time to rethink them, and it will take innovation and creativity to do it. This has been How to Make Windshield Wipers Better!
And that was How to Make It Better!